Fitzgerald says he'll ask Cuyahoga County Council to take up legislation saying it's within the county's home rule authority to send out absentee ballot applications. That runs against a new bill signed into law by Governor John Kasich that says only the Ohio legislature can approve mailing voters unsolicited applications. Fitzgerald is also protesting Secretary of State John Husted's decision to set early voting times that don't include Sundays. Fitzgerald says that will make it harder for low-income and African-American Ohioans to vote. But he says before filing a lawsuit, he's collecting data on whom the change would affect.
This is a very transparent and blatant attempt to make it more difficult, especially for lower and middle income families and individuals to vote.
A Cleveland State University study of 2008 voting patterns in Cuyahoga County found early in-person voters in the county were more likely to be African American. It also found that black voters were just as likely to vote early on weekdays as on weekends. Matt McClellan, a spokesman for John Husted's office, says the voting hours were recommended by the bipartisan professional group that represents boards of elections in the state.
The hours for in-person absentee voting that were announced this week are based on the bipartisan proposal put forward by the Ohio Association of Elections Officials.
That group's president described the decision as a difficult but fair compromise. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.